Take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. And let's pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for your work in our hearts and lives. And we thank you, Lord, that through Christ we will one day stand before you. And Father, we desire, it is our wish, that the moment we get saved, we would stand in your presence and leave this world. But that is not your desire. That is not your will. So, Father, we pray in these moments that we have in this world, we would live them to its fullest. In every moment, we might bring you praise. We might bring you glory. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may not know it, but I am writing a book. Don't know if it'll ever get published, but writing it anyway. Those of you on our devotional list, every single day through email, I send out a devotional from the book of Proverbs. Each day of the month, based on each chapter in the book of Proverbs. If you're not getting it, let me know and we'll get you on the list. But from that, I'm writing a book. And we've already sent it to publishers to try to see who might want to publish it. That's kind of important to me, but there's something far more important to me. Do you know that every one of you is writing a book? You are. Every day you're writing pages in that book. Every moment that you are awake, fact, even for some while you're sleeping, you're writing pages in your book. We're all writing books. And the books that we're writing are the books that are being written about our life every moment that we're alive. See, for every day that you live and every moment that you breathe, there are pages being written about how you live those moments and the way that you live those moments. And by how you live and by the way that you live, you are putting on your book a title, a name. And that name, that title says something about you. It's either going to be a good title or it's going to be a bad title, but you are writing a title or a name for yourself by the way you're living your life. We have been looking over the summer at the book of Proverbs. We have been taking it topic by topic. And do you know the book of Proverbs has several verses about names and the name that you're making? So I want you to notice here the first one, beginning in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. Follow with me as I read. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Let me say this, number one, this morning, a good name is of great value. In fact, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 says, a good name is better than fine perfume. Here it tells us that it is more desirable than great riches. It is more desirable than silver or gold. I don't know if you've seen the show on TV, but there are several different shows about of people who are trying to make it rich by digging up gold. There are guys up in Alaska trying to dig it up from the ground. There are guys over in the, I think it's the Bering Sea, that are trying to dig it up from the ocean. There's even a show on now where they're trying to go through the ice and dig up gold. There are people all over the world trying to get rich by finding gold or diamonds or riches and treasures. They care more about how much is in their pocket than what people think of them. They care more about what is in their savings account than the reputation that they're making. But here the Bible says that a good name is to be chosen over great riches. Good name means a good reputation. It refers to being well spoken of. It's not saying wealth is wrong. It's not saying it's bad to be rich. But it's saying that we spend so much time in people's lives chasing after money and chasing after riches, things that often most people will never have. But yet every one of us can build a name. We can either build a good name or we can build a bad name. Here the Bible tells us that a good name, the good reputation, being well spoken of, is so valuable that it is more valuable than great riches, not just riches, but great riches, and even more valuable than silver or gold. So let me ask you this morning, what name are you building for yourself? If we were to gather all your family members together, what name would they give you? If we were to go to all your friends and gather them together, what would your friends say about you? In fact, if we were to gather all your enemies together, what would they say about you? Many people in the Bible earned a name for themselves. King David was called a man after God's own heart before he ruined his life. Abraham was called a friend of God. John the Baptist was called the greatest man that ever lived. Cornelius was called respected. Daniel was called trustworthy. And the disciples who followed Jesus were called Christians, followers of Christ. Ahab was called a wicked man. Paul, prior to his salvation, was called an evil man. We can either build a good reputation or we could build a bad reputation. Sometimes the reputation we build may not be fair, but nonetheless, we build a reputation, we build a name. Some people sometimes say, you know what? I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what people say about me. I'm going to do what I want, when I want, and who cares? You should. Because the name that you're making, the reputation that you are getting, will have an impact. Your name, your reputation will have an impact on your ability to witness for Jesus Christ. Your name, your reputation will have an impact on the God that you say you follow. If you name the name of Jesus as your Savior and Lord and you go out and live in this world and you live the wrong way, then your life will have an impact on the name of God, on the name of Jesus. What will you leave behind yourself? That day when you stand in the presence of God and you lay your crowns before Him and you begin singing, "Holy, holy, holy." Or maybe in heaven, maybe God allows us to sing some of these old hymns and we're no longer saying when we get to heaven, we're saying, boy, we're thankful that we're in heaven. What name will you leave behind? What will your reputation be? Are you killing yourself to make money? But spending little time and effort to get a good name? If you are, then I think you got things backwards. Good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Turn over with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Let me show you a second thing. Let me say, secondly, a good name is made. Good name doesn't happen by accident. It is made. And let me tell you how you make it. Proverbs chapter 3, follow with me beginning in verse 3. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor, a good name, and good success in the sight of God and man. The right way to build a good name, notice, is through love and faithfulness. If you live your life and your life is lived in love and faithfulness, you'll build a good name. The word here, love, is a word that means simply kindness. In other words, if you live your life and you are kind to everybody that is around you, you will build a good name for yourself. You will build favor. You will build good success. Good success refers to a reputation. People will speak well of you if you are faithful. Faithful. It's a word that's been lost, hasn't it? It is a word that when we think of most people living today, that we would not attach that word to their name. The word faithful means truth. It is seen in keeping your word. In fact, we may define it with the word honesty. The word faithful means to keep your word. It means that if you give your word, you keep it. It says in another passage in Psalms that a righteous man or a man of integrity, that once he gives his word, he will keep his word no matter what. I wonder, when you give your word and now it comes time where you have to fulfill your word, what does it take for you to begin to look for ways to get out of it? How many times in living your life do you say, I will do that, and then you don't do it? How many times do you give your word and tell people that you're going to do something for them, but when time comes, you're gone? Do you live a life of integrity, a life that says, hey, if I'm going to give my word, you can mark it down, you've got it. I don't care what else happens, I'm giving you my word, it's good. It's as good as gold. We used to live in a day when if someone gave their word, they kept it. That kind of got lost some, so then we started shaking hands. And if we shook hands, that was our word. That was our bond. Then we started writing contracts, and we put our name on the dotted line. People say, put your name on the dotted line, and I will trust you. Well, now we find lawyers who find ways of getting around whatever you've put on the dotted line. All we really need is people of integrity, people who are faithful, people who will keep their word. If you want to build a good name for yourself, all you really got to do is look at these two words, and you will win favor. You will win a good reputation in the sight of man and God. You live your life kindly. You live your life in love. And you live your life with integrity. You always keep your word. You know, when I look at these two words, I think I see in these two words one's relationship with God. Someone who has a right relationship with God is someone who lives their life in love, someone who lives their life with faithfulness. Why do we love? We don't love someone because they deserve it. We often say of other people, I don't have to do anything for them, they don't deserve it. But as a Christian, we know that's got nothing to do with it. We love people not because they deserve it. We love people because God loved us. We didn't deserve it. We are faithful to people not because in ourselves we are faithful. We are faithful to people. Why? Because God is always faithful to us. Love and faithfulness ought to be seen in our life because we see in God's life. So as Christians, we look to God and we follow his example. We just do what he's done for us. Good name doesn't happen by accident. You don't live your life trying to get rich and somehow you build a good name. You build a good name because you live your life the way you ought to live your life, the way that God says you should live your life. And I think if we were to sum it up, we could go back to these two words. Someone who lives their life in love and someone who is faithful in all that they do. So again, let me ask, guys, would your spouse say that of you? You know, often men say their wives nag. Well, if you did what you ought to do, maybe they wouldn't. Ladies, do you keep your word to your family and your friends? And kids, teenagers? Do you not fake like you're sick when you're really not? Are you absolutely honest with your parents? Good name is made. You know what's interesting about a good name? If you make it a matter of importance, you will be remembered. And you will be remembered well. Turn with me to chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Look with me at verse 7. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. Number 3, a good name is remembered well. Remembering the righteous is a blessing. Remembering what good people have done blesses the heart. When you look back in life and you look at people who've gone in the past, there's just some people that you just remember really well. Maybe a grandmother or some other family member or friend or someone who's done something great in history, and you look back and you think of them, and their memory is a blessing. But notice the name of the wicked, what will happen? It will rot. Every time their name is mentioned, it is just rottenness to the bone. You know, all you got to do is say the name Judas. All you got to do is say the name Hitler. And immediately bad thoughts come to your mind. What do you want to happen after you've died? Do you want to be remembered well? You ever walk through the cemetery and look at the tombstones and what's been written on them? I like doing that. I haven't done it in a while, but I really like doing that. And I like going where you find the really old ones. I remember one time I went out to visit Jim Barnes. And his house is kind of here, and the church is here. And then right next to the church, they have this really, really old cemetery. And one afternoon, he was busy doing stuff, and we were getting ready to go to conference. So I thought, I'm going to go walk in that cemetery. And I just walked through it little by little and looked at the things that were written. And some amazing things about people who had died but were remembered well. Do you want to be remembered as someone who loved God? Someone who lived their life exactly the way God would want them to be lived? Do you want to be remembered as a loving, good, faithful person? Or when it comes time for your funeral and you call the pastor to do your funeral, whoever, and the family's all together, and you begin talking about you, and you do a eulogy, which means to speak well of, will people have a hard time trying to figure out what to say? The name of the wicked, it will rot. The memory of the righteous, how they live their life, the things they've done, the things they haven't done, the way they've lived, it will be a blessing. With that in mind, I think number 4 is very obvious. A poor name is to be avoided. Turn with me to chapter 21. A poor name is to be avoided. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 24. Scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man, who acts with arrogant pride. Living the wrong way gives you a bad name. Notice God here gives a name to those who are arrogant, haughty, and act with arrogant pride. He calls them scoffer. Some versions have scorner. It means to talk big. And it carries the idea that you show no respect and make fun of things. It speaks of a person who laughs at the most sacred things of religion and morals and service. They're a scoffer. An arrogant, haughty person who thinks they're better than everybody else and better than everything else, so they look down from their perch at everything else and all they do is make fun of it. We all earn a name for ourselves, bad or good. We certainly should avoid the bad. Now that might make you think, okay, then what I'll do is I will go and try to get everybody to be happy with me. And if I live my life making everybody happy with me, then I'll earn a good name. Well, that's not the way it works. In fact, the reality is you can't make everybody happy with you. And you don't go out trying to make a good name so you can get a good name. You go out living the way you ought to live and the good name comes. But if everybody speaks well of you, that can be very dangerous. Luke chapter 6, verse 26 says this, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets." You know, if you're going to be faithful, the word I gave you before, and if you're going to be loving, both faithfulness and love go together with another word, and that word is truth. You must be truthful to yourself. You must be truthful to God's word. You must be truthful with people. And there are going to be times in life where you might find yourself disagreeing with others. If you are then false to yourself and just join in the party and agree with everybody else, people will see through that. If you're one way with someone over here and a totally different way with someone over there, people will see through that. And you won't earn a good name, you will earn the name hypocrite. No, you don't earn a good name by getting everyone to speak well of you. You earn a good name by having integrity, by having love and having faithfulness, by having a right relationship with God. Get right with God and your name will become what it ought to be. Could you imagine one day, you die, you're buried, they put a tombstone where you're at, and over the front it says, scoffer. Or over the front it says, no one cares. Or over the front it says, forget this person. What kind of name are you making for yourself? Let me say this morning. I think in life, the way we live our life, it will determine our reputation. It will determine what people think of us. It will determine the name by which people use of us. But you know, there's an even more important name than the name that you make. There's an even more important name than the name that you leave behind. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 30. Follow with me as I begin reading verse 7. Two things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Let me say number five this morning. The name you should never dishonor. The name you should never, ever dishonor is the name of our God. If you call Jesus your Lord and Savior, everywhere you go, you take His name with you. Everywhere you go, you bear that name. When you go to work, you bear His name. When you live at home, you bear His name. When you go out into the community, you bear His name. When you go on the internet, you bear His name. You even bear His name when you go on Facebook. You ever go on Facebook? I don't go on Facebook much. You ever go on Facebook and you see these people kind of going back and forth at one another? You bear the name of Christ everywhere you go. And this prayer is, Lord, help me to make sure that I never profane your name. The Bible says that when Jesus died, when He died for our sins, He was buried, He rose again, then He ascended up into heaven. And Philippians chapter 2 says that when He got back to heaven, God gave Him the name that is above every name. Well, when you, as a Christian, leave here today, you bear the name that is above every name. And you are either going to elevate that name by the way you live, or you are going to bring that name down by the way you live. People are either going to say, you know what, you got something I don't have, and I'm not sure what it is, but I want it because I see the way you live your life. Or they're going to look at your life and they're going to say, you're a Christian? You're a Christian? Where do you go to church? I don't ever want to go there. You know what? The reason I don't become a Christian is because of you. You're either going to elevate the name or you're going to profane it. You think about the names that you can earn for yourself. Two-faced. Nothing but a hypocrite. Nervous Nelly. Lazy Larry. Always making excuses why you don't do what you ought to do. Oh, there goes that gossip. Or, there's a man of God. See that person over there? There's a woman of God. I wish I were like them. Let's pray. Father God, it is amazing that You would love us so much that we should be called children of God. It's unbelievable that You would invite us into Your family, that You would adopt us, You would choose us. And Father, I for one don't understand why You chose me. But I thank You. And I pray, Lord, that You would help us to make a name that would honor You. I pray, Lord, that You would give us courage and strength to live in such a way that we uplift Your name. That people want to know You because of the way that we live. Help us, Lord, in all things to bring You praise. And I pray, Lord, no matter who people would ask around us, even those who maybe not like us, I pray, Lord, that our name would be well spoken of. For we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. This time we'll ask.